Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Nutrition Network. And today we're very lucky to have Claire with us. So Claire Grady is a qualified nutritional therapist and obviously, or not perhaps so obviously, but a healthy eating and lifestyle medicine fanatic. She graduated in 2013. And we're speaking to her today from Ireland, from Galway. And we're very privileged to have you, Claire. So welcome.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
So tell us, we're going to eventually end up talking about women's health, but let's just hear a little bit about you first, Claire. So, you know, often nutritional therapists start in a career because, you know, they've seen the light because of their own health issues. Was that true for you or was there another reason?
Yeah, definitely. And you're so right. I think as nutritional therapists, we often come to the industry maybe later on with bucket loads of experience, a personal experience, or maybe experience through family's and friends' health. So yeah, it was quite similar for me. I had started my original career in international business with languages. And I had the privilege of working with in a sports marketing company. And because I speak Spanish, I was able to work with FC Barcelona and Real Madrid on some of their pre-seasons over in the UK where we lived at the time. And I was a marketer, so I'm an event manager, so I was doing long days, all sports events throughout the weekend during the evenings. And I was just starting to feel that drain of that very busy, fast-paced life. I was starting to feel unwell, I was getting sluggish, I was definitely putting on more weight, I was making unhealthy food choices. And one day, we were hosting FC Barcelona in Edinburgh for in Scotland for their preseason training. And I was in St. Andrews, and they were all running around doing their training in the morning. And I just took one look, and I kind of thought, oh my gosh, those guys just radiate health and wellness. Like, you can see it through their skin and their eyes, their fitness levels. And I know that these guys are professional athletes, but something about that moment just kind of made me think, I don't radiate like that, and I would love to know how they do that. So I guess for the next 10 years since then, I started to biohack my own body. I started to figure out what really worked for me, started to really study, and then went and studied nutritional therapy, and really started to put into place some kind of foundation and steps, not only to help myself, but to help my friends and family around me. And since graduating in 2013, I guess that's brought me on another little adventure, not only setting up one-to-one practice with clinic, what I mainly do with women's health, so I see 99.9% of my clients will be women with a varying level of illnesses and different concerns and presenting symptoms, as we're all aware that we're very changeable creatures. So I have a one-to-one clinic, and then also I've just completed a postgrad in health promotion for workplace wellness. So it's looking at how we can implement healthy food and lifestyle choices in the workplace to create a healthier environment for the workers. And that's an area that really is of interest of mine, because I know there's a lot of corporate workplace nutrition and workplace wellness, but there's no real framework yet. So this postgrad is in line with Healthy Ireland, and it's setting down the framework and the guidelines for employers to follow in order to keep their employees healthy. So kind of another area that I've been working in the last couple of years. But together, whether it's individual health or global health outcomes of a workforce or a team of people, the foundations or the points are always usually the same. And that's really of interest of mine, looking at different food and lifestyle choices that we make daily that have either positive or negative impacts on our health and well-being. Most definitely our biography becomes our biology, and that's something that I definitely would stick by. So that's kind of how I got around.
Oh, I was going to say, so what was that postgrad called?
It's called Health Promotion Workplace Wellness. And it's within...
Do they just do everything? So it's not just, obviously, just nutrition, or is it...
They look at everything. They look at sedentary behavior. They look at environmental layouts. They look at food choices that we make daily, canteen, how we make the healthy choice, the first and only choice. Yeah, very, very.
How interesting. Because, you know, that's what I do only corporate well-being.
Fantastic.
So, you know, but I only do it from the nutrition point of view. But where was that? Did you do that?
So I did it. It's only in its second year. And it's with the National University of Ireland in Galway.
Yeah.
And they have a large health promotion discipline unit or area in Galway. And they work closely with the Department of Health here in Ireland in order to build guidelines and put strategies and frameworks together.
So you were well placed coming from Galway, or did you move to Galway because of the course, or were you in Galway?
I'm actually from Galway originally. Lived away for a long time and then moved back.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah, so you were like, oh, that's good. And local, so that's marvellous.
And local.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
So I interrupted you. So then you've done your course, obviously, you graduated now for a good number of years, and you're also working with a supplement company, correct?
Yeah, so in my workplace wellness kind of workshops over the last couple of years, my go-to supplement, so often I would bring some food snacks and things like that. I would also put together recipes, and I would look at maybe one or two supplements that I would consider mostly like food supplements or supplements that you can include into drinks or smoothies. So they'll often be green powders. We often looked at things like pulsi tea, green tea, various herbal teas that would have direct impact on energy, stress, and sleep. Every company I visited got a tub of Max 365. And I kind of just fell in love with the product because it's so clean, it's so pure. Works so well, and I know, and all of us as MPs would know that magnesium is so low for a lot of our clients. It's one of the main minerals that we are depleted, and we're not getting enough from our food chain. That every company would get one, and I would tell them to leave it by their kettle. And if you're having a really stressful day or a really long day, make yourself a cup of mag and have a nice little unwind or chill out time. So part of your mindfulness based stress reduction intervention, I guess. And it's so simple and so basic, but this mineral can really promote such great relaxation response, and it can help switch the brain off so we don't feel so heightened and anxious, and it can just allow us to think clearer. Every company that I visited got a tub of Magic 65, and then last year I was approached by the company to come on and maybe do some training and some social media and work with the stores on how we can promote the product better, and also within practitioners. Yeah, and I just jumped at the chance. I loved it. I think it's such a good opportunity to talk about a product that I love. You know, I can get fully behind it, and I know the product works, and I believe in the process. So it's really an enjoyable job. Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, meaning you sound like, from what you've just said, you know, you obviously started working for Magnesium 365 before, you know, you were approached by them. And I think that's absolutely what we have to do if we're going to work for a supplement company, in my mind, is you have to be really authentically behind thinking the product is great, because of course it helps you be very passionate about, you know, about introducing that to other people, as opposed to it being a job, if you see what I mean. It's you know, and
absolutely.
Before we came on, you know, I know everybody listening will be very familiar with me seeming to say, oh, it's recent, or whatever it is, some product is my favorite product, but this is genuinely one I use. And you know, I think what you say is true, which is, you know, make yourself a delicious, nutritious cup but while you're standing there, you know, being stressed. So what better to do? Absolutely. Well, guess what? That's a nice segue into what we're going to talk about today, because indeed we're going to talk about magnesium, and we're also going to talk about sort of women's health and the changing kind of terrain of women's health throughout their lives. So we've got a presentation that you've got here, so I'm going to leave you to do that, Claire.
Yeah.
So everybody should have that presentation now, so I'm just going to step away. So I'm going to put you on mute and off you go.
Thank you. Okay, so we're going to start talking today about one of our specific products from the MAD 365 range, and the easiest way to describe it is the pink one. Often people will say to me, so is it just that it's a different flavor, or, you know, what's the difference? Why is it pink? So most people will be familiar with our standard green tubs, And that's kind of our initial entry point into the market. We launched our product first. It's pure ionic magnesium citrate. So what does that mean? We have a quite a unique formula with ionic, and it basically means that in the tub you get magnesium carbonate and you have citric acid, both individually available in the tub in the powder form. Once you add the powder into a mug of hot water, you'll see that it will start to fizz up, and that's where all the magic happens. The carbonate part of the magnesium disperses or it fizzes off. And then you're left with this activated form of magnesium and citric acid. But you can imagine two prongs of a plug that's stuck into the wall. And once you add the hot water, you unplug the prongs, and they are now both available to be plugged into the body where they're required. So magnesium citrate, I guess, is the go-to gold standard of magnesium with regards to absorption capacity. It doesn't have the same negative effects as oxide can have, and it's in this organic form. So by ionizing, it means that the water goes back translucent. You'll see that there's no sediments left, and it's now dispersed freely into the water. So you've heightened or enhanced the bioavailability to make absorption much more readily happen in the body. So many of us might know that minerals they come into the body and they need to be bound to a protein binding globulin. And that's very true. And magnesium, you know, often competes with bigger, maybe more, seems to be more important minerals such as zinc and iron, and in particular calcium. And often we're quite aware of making sure that we have adequate levels of calcium, adequate levels of iron, and we're very aware of having adequate levels of zinc for our immune system and various other enzymatic functions. But sometimes magnesium can get overlooked. And so this ionic form gives you two absorption pathways. It can pass passively from the digestive tract into the bloodstream, and it piggybacks on the H2O, on the water, and it can just freely pass it without any active transport required, so no binding globulins. So already you're enhancing the body's capacity to be able to take in magnesium and then utilize it, which is the most important part. The second one is that it will be bound onto whatever protein binding globulins remain, and therefore it can be carried around the body. So you've got two absorption pathways or two entry points, and therefore you're enhancing already, not only by the form of magnesium, but by the way it gets absorbed into the body, you're enhancing the bioavailability. And that's really unique to MAG365. And when that penny dropped with me a couple of years ago when I started using the product, I just thought, oh my gosh, that is possibly the most important part of magnesium. Because if we think about some of the reasons as to why we would take magnesium, for example, and often with clients and maybe with customers on the shop floor, or if we're just trying to explain to somebody how they might be deficient in magnesium, we often mention things like cramping, muscle tension or spasms, if we're feeling any kind of fatigue or weakness, and when people are worried about bone health or bone density, high blood pressure, irregular heart rhythm or heartbeat, and maybe poor memory, feelings of overwhelm and anxiety or anxiousness. Stress is a big one. Any of us who feel like our levels of stress have increased, that can often be correlated to low levels of magnesium. When we have trouble sleeping as well, headaches, migraines, and constipation. So if you think about all of these, and in particular, if we hone in on feelings of anxiety or overwhelm, stress, and if we have trouble sleeping, if we're feeling fatigued, migraines, those presenting symptoms, we want to kind of alleviate them as quickly as possible. And therefore, the faster we can absorb the nutrients into the body, in particular magnesium, get it around the bloodstream into the site of the cell where it's required, we can see the impact a lot more quickly. And because we live in such a fast-paced 21st century living where everything is almost immediate, people really like to see the effect of magnesium work quickly. The second part of it is, if we think about our typical client that comes through the door, what's the integrity of the gut like? What's their digestive capacity like? Are they releasing enough stomach acid? are they taking a number of pharmaceuticals that may be depleting stomach acid? Are we looking at people who are taking something like a PPI, like omeprazole or Nexium? Or are they just regular Gaviscon and Reni users because of heartburn, for example? We have to keep all of that in mind when we're thinking, am I going to recommend maybe a tablet or a capsule, or am I going to go for a highly bioavailable ionic magnesium citrate form? Because a lot of that digestive capacity that's required in order to break down a tablet or a capsule isn't an issue when it comes to the ionic magnesium citrate form, because that pre-digestion or pre-activation that happens in the hot water is basically what would be happening in the stomach if you were to take a tablet, a capsule, or a non-ionic magnesium form of a powder. So now you've bypassed that, sometimes can be tricky, stomach issue, in order to get the magnesium into the bloodstream more quickly. And also, secondly, that is, what are the stress levels of our clients like? I don't know about you, but a lot of women that I meet in clinic, you know, sometimes I say to them, what's your level of stress like? And before I finish the sentence, they want to say, well, I'm not really stressed. I'm just quite busy at the minute, or I just temporarily have a bit on. But you can tell their energy is already heightened, and they're maybe feeling uncomfortable in the chair. And eventually, at the end of the consultation, they'll start to relax and they'll start to unwind. And you kind of just, you know then almost immediately without, as you go through your case history form, you'll start to see these presenting symptoms can often be correlated to low magnesium levels. And when we're stressed, we have lower digestive capacity. So we need to make sure that that person, is, in particular, is absorbing the nutrients. No point taking it in if it's going to just cause an osmotic effect, draw moisture into the bowel, and release it as loose stool. We want to ensure that they're absorbing the nutrients, and in particular, magnesium. So some causes of magnesium deficiency. You know, it has over 600 functions in the body. And if you listen to Carolyn Dean, the author of The Magnesium Miracle, she's actually come out to say that it's nearly up on 1,000 functions that she has found for it. And we know that habitually low intake or low levels of magnesium from food or from supplementation induces change in biochemical pathways. And over time, this can lead to potential issues such as illness, fatigue, and muscle cramping, like physical aches and pains in the body. So to kind of be aware of that and then try and get there with prevention, basically, trying to make sure that we have adequate levels. So what does the causes deficiency or depletes our levels of magnesium? So the foods that we're eating currently, excessive sweating, maybe through exercise or maybe through hormonal imbalance, caffeine and alcohol intake directly depletes. And for any of our clients still drinking fizzy drinks, that phosphorus directly competes with magnesium, and that can really deplete our levels quite quickly. Smoking, prescription medication, because they're used up in the enzymatic functions, there's a release in the liver. Blood sugar imbalances, when we have highs and lows of energy throughout the day and insulin and glucose levels are impaired or are suboptimal, then we need higher levels of magnesium in order to counteract that. Daily stress, just the daily level of the interaction between work, the daily commute, maybe anxiousness with regards to family issues, financial stress. And we see this quite evidently with clients who will come to us and say they find it really hard to sleep. And often it can be, I'm physically exhausted and I'll fall asleep, but I'm wide awake 2, 3, 4 times in the middle of the night. Or I get to bed at 11 and I'm wide awake still at 1 o'clock. I can't seem to switch off. So they've lost that kind of unwind. And we know that magnesium plays a really important role in converting serotonin into melatonin for sleep. So life in general can deplete our magnesium. The foods that we take, because we know our food chain due to intensive farming practices, if we're not choosing organic quite readily, especially with dark green leafy vegetables and nuts and seeds, we are getting less and less magnesium and essential minerals from the foods that we're taking in. I often hear the arguments about, you know, magnesium, oh, we get that from our greens, we should have sufficient from dietary intake. And I completely agree with that. If we were choosing organic regularly, or if we were growing our own vegetables, we were ensuring that there were mineral-rich soil and that we were replenishing the soil all the time. But that's not the reality of it. And so we cannot rely solely on food in order to get our magnesium levels topped up. The other part of that is a lot of our magnesium will come from dark green leafy vegetables, which many of my clients, when they come to me first, are definitely not getting enough of. And hopefully by the end, they've increased their level of their awareness of how important dark green leafy vegetables are. And secondary to that, I hear quite a lot from clients, if I recommend, say, organic nuts and seeds, yeah, but I hear that nuts are quite fattening. And there's this kind of skewed thinking that, yes, they are high in fat. We have to educate on the good fat, but it's also those minerals that we require. So sometimes breaking that learned behavior or that ideology in some clients can be difficult. And so that's where magnesium supplementation like MAD365 will come in, slot in quite readily. Things to keep in mind, too much magnesium, and in particular, if you're looking for a laxative effect, magnesium oxide is what you would go for. Magnesium citrate is pretty well tolerated. About 80% of people have no issues at all with magnesium citrate. However, be wary of clients that come to you with presenting IBS symptoms or IBD, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's, or who will tell you that they find it difficult to tolerate some supplements. And therefore, you want to start much lower and build up so that you can work with their threshold of being able to absorb magnesium and not have any negative side effects. Obviously, blood pressure, blood thinner in particular, is something that you want to maybe check with your BNF or with your local pharmacist or GP. And with all minerals, we need to be careful of their removal via the kidney. So if somebody is taking a diuretic for edema or have concerns with regards to kidney stones, polycystic kidney or kidney disease, we want to, you know, be very wary of giving any kinds of minerals. And magnesium would fall into that bracket as well. So because magnesium kind of covers so many systems in the body and it's kind of stuck in everything. It's a very nosy mineral. It's stuck in everything. It has a role in detoxification, elimination and excretion. It plays an important role in digestive enzyme functioning or metabolic function. It plays a really key role with endocrine, in particular thyroid and reproductive hormone production. Also cardiovascular health, we need it for vasodilation, we also need it for homocysteine pathways in the liver, for example, and with our nervous system, our neurotransmitters require magnesium. So you can see that not everybody is going to present in every area, however, be open to the fact that because magnesium plays such an important role in many systems in the body, it's good to listen to what your clients are telling you. So, you know, if they're telling you that they're quite sluggish or that you can tell that there's a small bit of congestion, if there's cardiovascular issues with blood sugar imbalancing, for example, or there's a history of, if there's feelings of overwhelm, anxiety, feelings of stress, like the threshold of stress has dropped, then maybe we need to supplement and make sure we fill their stores with magnesium so that they're in a better place to be able to tolerate stress. What's their electrolytes like? Are they getting enough of those? And electrolytes is one of those things that often we think about, oh, yeah, they just keep us hydrated. But the more and more you kind of dive into the impact that magnesium has and the role it plays as an electrolyte, it plays such an important role in getting nutrients out of the blood and into the cell in that transport channel, and also clearing out any of the debris that you find in and around the mitochondria. That all gets cleared out of the cell, and the electrolyte plays such an important role in that. So ensuring that we have adequate electrolyte levels is important. And then there is the muscle cramping, restless leg tension that we physically hold on to. Then there's the musculoskeletal, so skeletal side of things. You're looking at osteoarthritis, wear and tear, osteopenia, bone density, and to ensuring any kind of broken bones. Magnesium is a really good one, and in particular the BF formula, and we'll go into that in a while. So, yeah, and PMT symptoms. I see it so regularly with perimenstrual symptoms in clients. Breast tenderness, cramping, bloating, maybe lower back pain, dysmenorrhea. Lots of things that physically tell you that the body is in aches and pains, and often magnesium can kind of swoop in there and have a really positive impact on how it works in the body and reducing these presenting symptoms. So as Kate was saying earlier, she takes her cup of magnesium quite regularly, and that's great to hear, her MAD365. And there's a couple of ways that you can take it. The probably standard golden gold standard of what we recommend to most people is that you activate it with hot water. And it's because it's immediate, and that ionization happens immediately. Not only that, but when you're preparing something like a tea, or you're preparing your nighttime drink, like a MAD365 to help you unwind after a long day, or after exercise to encourage better night's sleep, it's about bringing awareness to what you're actually doing. So it encourages you that option to kind of slow down. And it gives you this time and space to think, okay, I'm going to make my MAD365 drink. I'm going to make it like a hot tea, and I'm going to sip on it at nighttime. Often it'll become part of a nighttime routine or a wind down routine for your clients. And that's really important because we're on the pedal, you know, we're on the go button all day, every day. We've got foot to the pedal all day. And a lot of our days are quite long. I mean, I'll have clients who will tell me that they're up at 6, they have kids to drop to school, they do a full day's work, they come home, they have a full evening. I mean, of course your endocrine center is going to be absolutely exhausted by the end of the day. Of course your mood isn't as high as it would be because you just don't have to switch off the downtime. You haven't afforded yourself that. So the MAD365 for me, I encourage it to become part of a ritual, something that they do every evening as a little thank you so much. You really worked hard for me all day, body, but I need you to switch off. I need you to calm down. I need to get a really good night's sleep, and I need to be ready to go again tomorrow. So it's working physiologically, but it's also working on the emotional, mental state of the clients as well. So once you bring their awareness to it, make a nice cup of hot magnesium at nighttime and sip it. And a lot of people will be happy to take it at nighttime because it is seen as nature's natural relaxant. And then it is seen as something that you take at nighttime, which is absolutely fine. But don't forget, magnesium plays a massive role in the Krebs cycle. So every time we're spitting out our ATP and we're encouraging mitochondrial function, so that we, especially with clients with higher blood glucose levels, we want to encourage more fat to be burned. We want to encourage to upregulate this mitochondria. Magnesium plays a huge role in that. And for anyone changing diet from maybe high grain, high carbohydrate to a more low carbohydrate, higher or moderate fat, moderate protein intake, that fat and that protein can slow the bowel down quite quickly. So the extra magnesium can help move everything through. But it also will help with this conversion at the Krebs cycle stage in order to get the maximum energy out of these new units of energy that your body is having to break down from fat and eventually from protein. So magnesium plays a really important role there. If we take our magnesium in the morning and we just want to put it into a bottle of water, I would 100% recommend that too because it is energizing. However, you'll see that when you add your powder into water, it goes cloudy. And it doesn't activate or fizz up as quickly as it would in hot water. And that's because it just takes a bit longer to ionize. So after about 8 to 10 minutes, once the bottle of water has gone clear, you're good. You can sip from it throughout the day. And it's actually quite a nice, especially in the summer when we're more dehydrated and there's more heat and we're in and out of aircon and heat. And we need to make sure that we're staying hydrated. And putting the mag into the water can often make us drink a bit more ready and we'll become more conscious of drinking. And it will hydrate us at the same time with that electrolyte function that it has. So it is 1 teaspoon that you start off with, and you can build it up to 2 level teaspoons. I have some clients that will take 4 or 5 teaspoons because their tolerance level is that bit higher. And that's fine if you can tolerate it. However, if you hit your threshold and your magnesium levels are full or you've kind of hit capacity, the worst case scenario is some loose stool or maybe a small bit of urgency for the bathroom. So just advise your clients of that. And if they do have that kind of a reaction, then they drop it down from maybe 2 teaspoons back down to 1 and they just maintain that rather than the 2 full teaspoons every day. I also have clients who will only take it every second day, and that's absolutely fine too. Or on days where they might do shift work and they're on late nights or early mornings, they might only take it those days, and that's fine because you're giving the body extra of what it needs at that specific time. So it's quite versatile like that. You can also get a bit fancy and you can put your teaspoon of your My365 into a really nice herbal tea. I recommend things like Tulsi tea from Pukka, which I quite like, or the Brahmi one from Organic India, because they both have that dual effect. Both Tulsi and magnesium are both calming and they work on clarity of mind. You can put it into a relax or a nighttime tea, a sleep easy tea, something like that in the evening where it becomes part of a routine. They don't feel like necessarily that they're taking so many supplements, but it's become part of their day-to-day. Or at this time of year, I'm recommending quite a bit fresh lemon squeezed, a small bit of rind grated in, maybe some ginger slices fresh, a My365, a teaspoon, and then your hot water. And you kind of sip it almost like a detox drink. Because we are transitioning from winter into summer, and that can often play havoc with kind of energy levels, with mood, with our digestive function, when we're starting to eat different foods than we've been eating in the winter. So the extra support of the lemon and ginger in hot water can be very beneficial for your clients. So what's in this BF formula? I met a store owner recently who I had met at a show last year, and she said, "Oh, you're the girl who's all about the magnesium." Yeah, that's me. And it really was this BF product that kind of sold it to me. And I just loved its formulation. So you have 250 milligrams of your ionic magnesium citrate. But alongside that, in addition, you have vitamin D3, vitamin K2, boron, and zinc, which we know and the research would tell us that it has a very positive impact on working on getting calcium out of the blood and into the bone where it's required. So the magnesium helps dissolve the calcium. D3 carries it out of the blood, and we know that K2 opens the channels and gets the calcium into the bones and the teeth where we want it for remineralization. Then we have less calcium left in the blood. We have less possibility of calcification of capillaries, arteries, and veins, and we have less buildup of kidney stones, gallstones that will be calcium-based. So super simple formula, really effective. I'm pretty sure in the UK it's quite similar, but in Ireland we have almost on every prescription for women over the age of 50, we have a calcichew, which they take every day. It's a chewable calcium carbonate supplement. And then once a week, they have a Fosamax, which has phosphorus in there. And it's also the bone density, which is fine. But we know from research that carbonate forms are usually not the best form to be absorbed. And then think about the age profile of the client. Over 50, we're already thinking lower stomach acid. Are they on any other combination of medication? We have to keep that in mind as well. What's their GI integrity like? How's their digestive function? Are there microbes there in order to convert their K2? Lots of things that are uncertain or that leave question marks. So we formulated this specific product, the BF, which stands for Bone Formula, or Best Friends. Because of this gap in the market in Ireland, there was no bone formula with no calcium. Because the calcichew and the Fosamax is usually on a medical card, so you get it for free, or it's at a really reduced rate from the pharmacist. And for a lot of people, when you start to price calcium on a monthly basis, anything from 40 to 60 euro, depending on what you're looking at, then you're adding a D3, then you're adding a K2. It all starts to add up, and often compliancy isn't great. So we decided we would formulate this product with really bioavailable form of magnesium. You've got your vegan form of vitamin D3 from cholecalciferol. You've got your K2, which is an miniquinone 7, and it's also an encapsulated K2. We're the only company in Europe that are using encapsulated K2. And what that means is that the K2, in the presence of other minerals such as magnesium, potassium, zinc, and boron, starts to denature and starts to degenerate. Whereas if we encapsulate it with a rice bran, so the product stays gluten-free, it maintains the integrity of the K2, and it only gets activated when added to hot water. So instead of putting this overage in, so maybe twice or three times the amount of K2 to guarantee at expiry that the level is there, and it's quite expensive, we've decided to buy a K2 that's actually more expensive than all the other K2s on the market. But in the long run, the longevity of the K2 makes it more viable, and you can guarantee full absorption once activated in hot water, so it's in a more stable form. So all of those work together for osteopenia, osteoporosis, bone density, and osteoarthritis, so the wear and tear as well. Also really good for mineralizing the teeth, which we often don't think about. But, you know, I definitely have clients who tell me who've been on the product for a long time, and they think, yeah, I'm definitely seeing more. I'm having less and less issues with my teeth, whereas they don't feel so sensitive because they're not so porous. So that's a really cool plus that you don't really think about. And the other reason that this formula, the MAG365BF, is called Best Friend, and this is what I call it, even though it is technically bone formula, I love it because of the magnesium and the B6. So we lose quite a lot of magnesium and B6 on our monthly cycles. Any transition hormonally from month to month is a new version of yourself. And the two, the mineral and the vitamin that gets used up so quickly are your magnesium and your B6. So when we're producing our FSH or LH, progesterone, estrogen on a monthly basis, we're using these in the enzymatic function, so in the conversion process. So we will lose them. Also, lower levels of B6 and magnesium are correlated with higher levels of stress or feelings of overwhelm. This also links in with perimenstrual symptoms such as irritability, feeling quite weepy, that kind of emotional side of things. So ensuring that magnesium and B6 levels are adequately, you know, a regular intake, we can start to alleviate some of these symptoms, such as breast tenderness, cramping, bloating, dysmenorrhea, lower back pain, the emotional kind of feeling and feelings of overwhelm, whether around ovulation or during menses itself. And that, for me, is just the, it's like the best sell when it comes to explaining to clients how this magnesium will benefit them. Yes, you know, if you're 25 or 30, maybe you're not thinking about your bone density. However, your body will avail of the T3, the zinc, and the vitamin C for the immune system. It will take the magnesium and the B6 for your monthly cycles, and then the rest, all the other minerals will work like electrolytes. So you don't always have to focus on the bone density side of things. It's just general women's health or female health. So when we look at kind of the main reasons as to why we focus on selling this product or who we kind of pitch it at, energy production is massive. So magnesium, we know, can present a deficiency, can present a fatigue, because it's required for, so I think 7 out of 8 of the functions in the Krebs cycle require magnesium. So if we're low in that, we're going to be underproducing our ATP, and therefore we'll have lower levels of energy. The feedback we've gotten from women in particular that have hormonal-related migraines and headaches, the relief often will start within, they'll take it, and within 20 minutes to an hour, they're already starting to feel much better. So that's why bioavailability is so important. You can bypass the extra stomach issues that are required, like stomach acid, digestive enzymes, protein binding globulins, and you can encourage it into the bloodstream so they can get to the effect more quickly. So for headaches and migraines, really good for that. And it can just be relieving tension, or it could be vasodilation, and there's a number of areas that we will work on. The mineralization of bones and teeth. So we know that magnesium deficiency causes an unhealthy balance of phosphorus and calcium, and that can damage your teeth, for example, with the saliva. And without sufficient levels of K2, we cannot convert or get the calcium into the bone, open the channels in the bone to really get that calcium in there to help with density, and instead it can remain in the bloodstream. A lot of research on K2, obviously we know that it needs to be converted by a healthy gut bacteria. This opens other questions as to whether our gut health or our GI health and the state of our microbiome is actively helping us or hindering this process. So having it in this active form takes that pressure away from the body and ensures that we are getting the most out of the formula. And yes, magnesium B6 and B6 influencing factors for hormonal imbalance, and all that aches and pains that go with it. Just the bone density, so osteoporosis, osteopenia, and osteoarthritis, we require more magnesium B3 and K2. And you have all of this in your slides as well. And I know I've repeated myself a few times, but you will have everything that I spoke about today on the slides. So I just wanted to go into a small bit more detail. So that is pretty much it from me with regards to the BF formula, the pink one. And so it's got all of those added benefits from the green tubs, which only have the magnesium in them. And we do also a MAG365 BF, but it's a blue one. So it's got the exact same formula as the pink tub, but it has some added calcium. Now, we do, the calcium is also ionic in that form, in the formula as well. So you've got the piggyback on both of those minerals being ionized in the water. But the feedback on that is that it doesn't taste great. And I would probably agree with that. In our BS formula, we have unflavored and exotic lemon. Exotic lemon comes from Buddha's hand. It's an Asian fruit, and you grind it. It has this really fresh citrus flavor. And the unflavored is very much that. It is unflavored. It's almost like, remember when you would put a Disparate into water, and it wouldn't necessarily taste of anything, but you knew that there was something in the water. It's almost like that, maybe slightly citrus in very slightly citrus in flavor. But the calcium changes the taste completely of the BF with calcium. So we don't get as much feedback on that because the taste often puts people off. But for any of your clients who maybe aren't on a calcium already and would really like to avail of it, maybe use the BF with calcium twice or three times throughout the year and then sub in the pink ones in between. Kind of controversial, but our formulator and owner, George, he has done a lot of research into this, and this is one of his favorite formulas as well that he's come up with. And, you know, a lot of the research will tell you that it has to be 2-to-1 calcium to magnesium, but the reality is we're up on 7, 8, 9, 10-to-1 with calcium because there's quite a lot available from food. The dairy industry has done a really good job of marketing with regards to dairy and calcium. And a lot of the foods that we would eat would be fortified with calcium. But more and more, we're getting higher levels of calcium and not adequate levels of magnesium to deal with that. So this formula is perfect, even for somebody who is worried about osteopenia, osteoporosis, and why isn't there calcium in it? Often we have plenty of calcium. We just need to make sure that we're getting it out of the blood and into the bones, or we're keeping it in the bones and not leaching it out. That's pretty much it from me. This is our little BF formula. And if you haven't tried it, I do suggest that you give it a go. And if anybody, my contact details are, Kate will have my contact details, but if anybody has any specific questions or wanted to maybe dive into an area, maybe about the K2 or wanted me to send some information, then by all means, you can do that. You just let me know. And all going well, if I have some samples, I'll be able to send you some sachets. You can just drop me an email with your address, and I will send that on to you for anybody who might want that. That's it, Kate. I think that's it.
Well, I was going to say, just a couple of things that came to mind.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is true, so tell me if it is or not, which is if you take a lot of D3, obviously, it can it highlight a magnesium deficiency? I mean, is that myth or reality?
I'm not sure. I haven't got into research on that, but I will tell you, it's almost like we're catching up on ourselves a little bit. We were told for a long time calcium for the bones, calcium for the bones. Then it came out that D3, calcium for and D3, that's what's required from bones. Now we're on the wave of it's K2, when actually all of those are irrelevant if there's no magnesium there. So I can 100% agree that there's people out there taking vitamin D3 for their bones, for their immune system, and it's just not being activated because they're low in B vitamins and magnesium. So maybe it would exacerbate or highlight.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've heard that, and again, this is totally apocryphal, so, you know, anybody out there who knows the answer to this, you know, please let us know. But, things like it can, if you're taking a lot of, or trying to correct your D level, it can create tinnitus in the ears if you are not sufficiently magnesium topped up. So just one to watch if anybody's taking D.
I think that.
Yeah, and of course there probably is some research behind that, but I've heard that, you know, but it's just, what's the word? It's just anecdotal at the moment, but
somebody
knows the answer to that. Yeah, so, you know, of course, you know, does it mean that we're all so very deficient in other minerals as well, or is magnesium a particular mineral that we can easily become deficient in?
So it's not so much a pecking order, but there would be bigger more dominant minerals, let's say, and they would kind of be your iron and your calcium. After that, zinc can often compete as well to be absorbed, depending if there's copper there, can compete with it. But magnesium, often just we use it up so quickly. We don't fill the stores as readily as we could or should. And we're not getting enough from food as we were maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago. So we're left in this state where we're kind of in a deficit nearly consistently. And often people would say to me, oh, but you know, I don't really feel any of those things. And that's fine. Maybe you don't feel them. But if you start supplementing with magnesium, so clinically you'll start to feel different. You have more energy, maybe more clarity of mind, maybe you're sleeping better, but you just have become used to your new norm. And maybe you're starting to see less aches and pains, you know, recovery after exercise, all of those things.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Anyway, I love my 365 and I, and it's, you know, it's the busyness. I don't know. It just gives you a little bit of a tingle and, you know, and it's kind of something you look forward to. And I'm not just saying that, honestly. Yeah. I know I always say that every single time, but, generally. Folks, listen, Claire, have you got any closing remarks or anything? I mean, obviously, your email details or are on the website, did we talk about? Do you want to give those out here or so that people can get
just,
in touch with you directly?
My email is just Claire, Claire, at ITLITLHealth.com.
Fantastic. Well, I think that just about wraps it up to say thank you very much, Claire. You've been a lovely
thank
guest
you.
Today. And everybody get busy. And we'll see you next time, Claire. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you. Have a good day. Right. Thanks for listening.
Good night.